wouldn't go. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't bend, and they wouldn't burn. They were true men who were willing to stand alone. And, you know, as we're wrapping up here, I'd really like to share the words of this simple little song. And I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to give you those words that I shared with my children and with my grandchildren that they will never forget. Dare to be a Daniel, my friend. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. You might just be a real man before God. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. Thanks to Nathan for joining us here today. Get a copy of his wonderful, encouraging book, Men of the Word, Insights for Life from Men Who Walk with God. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Let God find you a man after his own heart.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon or this evening, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the financial markets throughout the world. But, you know, there are a lot of other things that are going on. Certainly over the weekend in London, there were massive riots, like they haven't seen in many, many years there, and the people were actually using Molotov cocktails, burning buses, burning homes, burning buildings. And, of course, things got totally out of control. Policemen were injured. Police were attacked physically. In London, really, of course, something you really hardly would believe, but then there were massive riots in Israel over the weekend, the massive riots in the Egypt over the weekend, up in Wisconsin, the state fair. Why, you may not read about this in your local newspaper, but you can look it up on the internet, why black gangs pulled white people out of their cars and beat them mercilessly. Of course, there were other riots. Certainly, it's not too uncommon in Boston, in the upper echelons, upper financial areas of Boston, where people will simply be on the street and a gang of 40 or 50 people will come along almost out of nowhere and begin beating people along the street. And then as the police come, they simply fade away because they're being actually coordinated with Facebook and by computer. Nobody knows who's doing it, but the tempo of violence is increasing, not only in the United States, but throughout the world as we move into what I believe is a period of chaos and crisis. And certainly that is certainly beautifully demonstrated by what happened today. And so we saw really amazing things happen in the stock market, the gold and silver market. And with that as a background, go right ahead, Bob?
Well, we've certainly had plenty of wilding riots throughout the country and in foreign lands as well. Frustration over no jobs and governments that have no intention of assisting their economies in finding jobs because they're more interested in other things such as saving the financial community and saving the government and saving transnational conglomerates. And so, you know, it's a natural response. Another thing, too, is at a different level, you have people trying to get their governments to listen to them and do things, and the answer is no. You know, you're not paying us. People behind the curtain are. And so we're not going to do anything to help you. And this is going to continue and get worse, especially as unemployment continues to worsen, which it will over the next several years. And we're going to have probably over the next 6 years some million more homes added to home inventory. It's no wonder they have mortgage rates that are down at 3.45, 3.45%. And, you know, you wonder how long do they intend to take them? You look at the situation in the Treasury market, and why would anybody buy a Treasury bill that has negative interest?
And I think it's got to change, though. It may very well, they're going to have to start paying a substantial amount of interest to borrow, unless, of course, we're simply going to create money to buy our own debt. Go right ahead, Bob.
So you have a lot of things going on that are unusual, and, you know,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
history has always come back as the major source of the storage of wealth. And certainly there's a lot of uncertainty throughout the world today. We find many countries, a number of central banks now, for the first time in years, are beginning to buy gold. People are buying gold. The Europeans are buying gold because they're concerned about the stability of their own currency. Certainly this is true in China. And there, of course, the government is encouraging people to buy gold. Certainly people traditionally have bought gold in India. Gold sales are certainly up and up dramatically. But today, over, I think, $60 increase or $58 increase in the price of gold. So go ahead to continue your discussion, Bob.
Well, is that underlying factor that gold has taken over as the world currency? And many, many people don't realize it yet, and they will as time goes on. Maybe they'll discover when it's $5,000 or $8,000. Dollars an ounce, we don't know, but it is going to happen. And second of all, you have this tremendous inflation, and the inflation is going to get much, much worse. And so you have, as you said, countries that are buying. And they're going to continue to do so. I mean, countries you would never expect to be buyers, Singapore, South Korea, Mexico, 100 tons, very unusual in these last 20 years. And so times are changing. Obviously, the pressure that the U.S. government was able to put upon other nations to either lease or sell their gold, I think that power is gone. And when you see South Korea, which is a very close ally of the United States government, be a buyer of 25 tons, you know, it says a great deal. And so you're going to see lots more of that. They know gold's going considerably higher.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, one of the aggravating situations as far as the skyrocketing price of gold, certainly the fall of the stock market, is the situation in Europe. And there's some serious question whether they're going to be able to bail out the so-called pig nations. Certainly, Italy is having real problems. It's the third largest economy in Europe, and it's beginning to decompensate economically. The European Central Bank, which has stood on the sidelines for pretty many, many months, is suddenly beginning to buy large numbers of bonds from these from Italy, Spain, Portugal, even Greek bonds, trying to stabilize the situation over there. But how much money does the European Central Bank, or can they just go ahead and create money like we do, to simply create money to try to stabilize the situation? Or are they restricted in the amount of money that they can create out of nothing?
Well, the European Central Bank does not have the power to do that like the Federal Reserve has. And what they're creating is a debt that has to be substituted by the nations who are within the Eurozone, which is 17 countries, that can contribute, and maybe as well as the European Union itself, which is 27 countries. But on the face of it, it's illegal for them to do that. Now they have to bill everybody. And the citizens of Germany are very, very unhappy with this arrangement. They've told their leadership that they don't want to lend any more money. They want these countries to go bankrupt because they think that they deserve to be bankrupt. And they're willing to take the losses. and call it a day, so to speak. And I know that they want out of the European Union. They don't think that they need the European Union. And they may very well be right. People are still going to trade with them, whether you have those rules or you don't have them. So, anyway, the Greek situation is not solved. The amount of money that is needed really hasn't been approved yet. Now, they're having an FOMC meeting very shortly. And the answer to these problems are supposed to be solved there. And they're going to have this meeting, and they're going to say that, yeah, we're going to cover the debts. Well, the debts are $4 to $6 trillion, and nobody wants to pay for somebody else. And they're just simply sick and tired of it, and I don't blame them. And so this business with the European Central Bank is doing, which is buying bonds from now, Spain and Italy. And they didn't want to do that, but they are doing it. And Italy is, lost about, I can't remember the exact figures. I totaled them and I thought that was good enough. But Italy and Spain are very large entities. Countries, and they are really in deep trouble. And so they're just going to have to let them go, break up the Eurozone, go back to their own currencies, and probably break up the European Union. And this is something that the Brotherhood of Darkness in the United States has been trying to do for some time. In their part, even though they're working with the people in Europe, they're still trying to undermine the euro, so it will not be an alternative to the dollar as a reserve currency. Without that, the alternatives are the SDR, which, unless they change the rules, cannot be backed by dollars, by gold, excuse me. And they need a currency of some kind. It's going to be gold back. It could be the dollar. But I don't think they've got enough gold to do that. And what they probably would do would be to borrow it. And I guess that's an answer.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to George, who's calling from Toronto. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, the 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the people of Europe are furious. The people of Germany have got stuck, you know, bailing out, you know, Iceland and the Ireland, and they already put some money into Greece, and they don't want to put a lot of more money in because they've already lost a good deal of the value of their life savings by bringing East Germany into union with Germany. And certainly the German people are sick and tired of being asked to give up their hard-earned money to help other people come into this, the globalist dream of this world government. They don't want a world government. They want a strong Germany, which is understandable. How long they're going to put up for the treasonous actions of their leaders of both political parties, we're just going to have to wait and see. But Bob is in contact with the people there, and he tells us consistently that the people of Germany are furious, and they certainly are very unhappy the way their leaders are handling this. Their leaders, of course, are globalists. They want to create this world government, first of all, to consolidate Europe, and then, of course, join that together with the North American Trade Organization, certainly a coalition of South American countries, African countries, Asian countries. That's the plan for bringing about the world government. And now, suddenly, there are real problems on hand. Well, let's go to see what George has. He has a question somehow about gold. Go ahead, George. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I hope I'm not too much off your topic tonight.
All right, well, you go right ahead.
Okay. My question, Bob, is when you become a broker or a financial planner, you have to go through, you know, I guess some rigorous training and courses. But, you know, from personal experience, it doesn't seem that brokers and financial planners ever bring up gold. For me, it was a foreign concept until I really started to understand it. But, and I think that's probably true of, I would say, 90% of the brokers and financial planners. And why is that?
Well, I think the figure is closer to 99%, and you're right. And the reason they don't is their firms frown upon it. You're always on the outside, like I was. They used to call me Goldie, and that was because I did gold stocks, and nobody else practically did. I think there were perhaps a half dozen people in the country who did them. In Europe, they used to, you know, do quite a bit of trading and retailing of the South African gold shares in years past. And so it was more normal, but not in the United States. But it's mostly the ignorance of the brokers, the brokerage firms themselves that don't want that. They want them to do their own deals.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Bob.
And so, and another thing, too, is they don't realize it's easy to learn about gold and silver shares. It's not terribly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, irregular heartbeats are just a few of these, and you're allergic that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
We'll be right back.
many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The rate of inflation. Nobody really wants to talk about that, but if you've got a 10% rate of inflation and a 7 or 8% rate of return, you're going behind a 2 to 3% of your investment, losing that much every single year. And so basically, the rate of return really would be has to be evaluated along with the rate of inflation. But what would be a fair rate of return with a stable currency, Bob?
Well, with a stable currency, I would think 4 or 5% would do it pretty easily. But this is not those kind of times. What we're looking at today is 10.6% inflation. And that means you'd have to get a return above that. And that's not easy to do.
You need to be diversified. Sometimes I think there's too much over-diversification in people's portfolios.
To get these
higher rates of return that you need to combat inflation. And from personal experience, that's why I was falling behind, but I didn't know it until I smartened up, listening to people like you and Dr. Stan.
Well, they don't care about anything except the gross commissions at the end of the month. And, you know, you've got to be inside the brokerage business to understand it. And that's what is a big falling failure of newsletter writers and journalists. They don't understand the market, and you cannot really understand it until you've worked in it, whether it's in commodities or in stocks, bonds. And that's a big mistake people make. You know, people say to me, well, how come you're right all the time? Well, I've been there and done that. I mean, I've gone to school for 29 years, never mind, you know, university education, which did very little. And, you know, on-the-job trading is where it's at. And that's why these people can't make the right decisions. They're always trying to find a magic elixir for return, and it isn't there. The stock market is not a science. It's an art form. And that's very, very important. And, you know, you learn this art form by being there and doing it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I found that 85% of the people who were brokers in the market really didn't know what they were doing. And it shows up in the results.
And I think basically,
of course, you have the major firms, and they're making all the rules. They're the ones that create the inside information. They don't have to copy anybody's inside information. They make their own.
Right.
And I will tell you, dealing with brokers through the years, they always give you bad information. I never got a good information from my broker. The brokerage firm did fine. Lots of times they were telling me to buy one stock and they were shorting it. They told me not to buy a stock when they were buying it. I mean, basically, I believe most of the brokers are involved in a dishonest business. They don't maybe understand that. We talked to a woman this afternoon, called our afternoon program when Bob was there, and she said her son-in-law is an expert on finance, and he said, don't buy gold, it's a bubble. that, oh, buy gold as a bubble. Well, I'm sure she wishes she'd bought gold about 2 weeks ago because it certainly performed well. And there's certainly this whole idea is to frighten you away from gold. I know when my son went down to talk to his bank after I told him to get gold and silver, and the banker said, why would you want gold? You can't eat gold. And my response was, well, have you ever tried to eat a sandwich with a green back in between the pieces of bread? You can't eat. Anyway,
Mr. Well, thank you for answering my question so thoroughly, Bob.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got Nick calling from Calumet, Michigan, and we'll get to Nick in just a moment. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295 if you have a question for Bob. We are entering some of the most dangerous times of your life, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly there's unrest. There's certainly growing unrest throughout the world. And I fear that as times get worse, and I'm firmly convinced they're going to get worse, and there's going to be increasing unemployment, there's going to be increasing destruction of the value of our currency, increasing impoverishment of the American people, there's going to be a lot of unrest and demonstrations and violence. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Basically, they are manipulating the price of silver, the J.P. Morgan Chase, and HSBC, that's Hong Kong Kong, Singapore, a bank corporation, HSBC. They have massive shorts in silver. They're selling silver they don't have. And of course, the old adage is, he who sells what isn't his'n has to go give it back or go to prison. And one of these days, they're going to have to cover all of their short positions with silver they don't own, and it's going to be, well, it probably would be a little bit messy. Nick, to hang on here, I want to give Bob a chance to do a little work here to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, or get in touch with them if they'd like to, and then we'll get back if you have any other questions. Bob, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and why they should subscribe to it.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month to those who are not on the Internet. The way to get a free introductory copy is to go to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternational, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. If you'd like to ask a question and we answer everyone, or if you would like a free copy, or if you would like a copy of our latest recommendations of gold and silver shares, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. That's Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. And you can also call toll-free to 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right. Well, of course, Nick from Calumet, Michigan, had called in and asked why certainly gold and silver were decoupling. In other words, in the past, why? Well, they would always move up strongly together, but gold is moving up strongly, silver is not. Bob, do you want to finish your answer to Nick?
Let's see. Where were we?
Well, basically, you were talking about how HSBC and J.P. Morgan
Chase
were actually manipulating the markets, and they were actually selling short. They were selling silver they didn't have, and they were keeping the price down artificially. So pick the story up there.
So you have a situation with silver, which is unique. You have two major banks, plus several others, who are short and they shouldn't be. And
your league survived the karaoke draft of 06.
Continue until some point where
they
can't
pretty much anything.
Do it anymore. And when that happens, the whole thing's going to blow up.
Sign up for free fantasy football at ESPN.com.
Or 100 times.
ESPN.com senior writer John Slayton back
it's going
with us
to be
now. John, what do you make of the Broncos depth chart?
Okay,
I'm
anything
surprised
else you'd like
that
to ask me?
No, sir. I just want to make that observation, get your guys' take. And I want to tell you guys I respect you both very much, and I listen to you every chance I get.
Okay, glad to have you with us. Thanks so much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. And we'd like you to comment about gold shares. You know, what about gold shares? Should people be buying gold shares at the present time?
Well, they certainly should, because they're selling at multiples now of anywhere between 25 times earnings. And at this point in the bull market that we saw between 1976 and 1981. In 1978, it was 150 times earnings. And so there's a big gap there, a giant gap. And it's going to be filled. And it probably will be filled for the most part by professionals. And they're going to realize what they've got there. And markets are going down. And the bond market has topped out. The only thing left of them, really, is commodities, gold and silver. And they're going to move into the shares sooner or later. I think it's my suspicion, because the government, the SEC and the CFTC, refuses to do anything about the manipulation of markets. And that tells me that the manipulation is being done by the United States government. And they're probably using hedge funds to do it. And so I suspect that you're going to see a collapse sooner or later. And I don't think it's going to take too long. And I think not only will you see this turnaround in the controlling of the markets themselves, but I think you're going to see the end of these manipulations, and I think it's going to bring the two ETFs, GLD and SLV, down to earth, because I don't believe that they have the gold and silver that they say they have. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a government operation. And I think that that's going to change, and when it does, it will be very dynamic.
Well, I think
that'll make the shares very, very attractive, and people who get in there now are going to do very well. I liken this to June of 2000, 2001, 2002, where people were buying shares like Agnico Eagle for $4. It went to 86. It's backed off. It's in the 50s now. Terrific company. And it's going to continue. And doing, you know, what it has. They'll make over $2 a share this year, which makes them about 25 times earnings. It's ridiculous. You know, at the height of the market in 1980 in June, what happened was that the multiples were 350 times earnings. So you can see what's out there and what is.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have a question for Bob, why, of course, he'll be glad to answer it for you. But basically, we are in very, very uncertain times, and certainly this dramatic drop in the stock market today. I mean, on Friday it was down 400 or 500, and today it was down 600. How much further do you think it's going to drop? Any thoughts on that at all?
Well, because it's come down so quickly, I would say 10,500, which is about 800 points away. And how long will that take? Probably a week.
And then you think it'll stabilize there for a time?
I think it'll rally back, and which normally happens. And it's a false rally. And it'll probably rally back to 11,000. And then it will start down again. They want to get all the downside in the market accomplished now, or over the next 6 to 8 months, let's say. And that'll be long before the election. And that's very important to them, because let's say that it eventually went back to 6,600. And during 9 months of the year that's left, they take it back up to 10 or 11,000. Well, the politicians will be beating their chests, and they'll all be saying the same thing. Look what we did. We made that happen in order to get reelected. And that's part of what's going on here. And it's very important that these people get elected. And the reason why is they're financially controlled by the people who are behind the scenes. And they don't want to have to go out and pay off new people. It's easier to pay millions and millions of dollars secretly to these characters we got in Congress now. And so that's why they want the market good going into the election. And so they get all the downside done with at this time, or probably by spring. And so that's part of what this is all about.
So they can run it up before the election. Everybody will feel good. They'll look at the markets going up. We're doing fine. And basically, people don't understand this. It's all manipulated.
It certainly is. And 52 years ago, when I got involved in this, I would have never thought I would have ever seen anything like this. The degeneration of an entire society. A society and a country run by wanton criminals. I mean, this is a criminal syndicate. And they just continue to steal from the public, and always, every day.
Well, let's go to Pat, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Pat. Do you have a question for Bob?
Yeah, I had a question about numismatic gold. Semi-numismatic, how come it's not moving with the with the price of gold going up?
You're talking about mint state graded or just plain?
Mint state graded, like NGC and PCGS type, like St. Gaudens, Liberties, Indians, stuff like that.
Well, I buy them all the time, and I'm happy that the premiums are where they are. And the reason is, a lot of people have been buying gold bullion and silver bullion coins and bullion. And there are not a lot of Americans in gold and silver. 0.8%. I mean, you could stretch it and say 1%. In June of 1980, it was 15%. It's a learning process. And it was then as well, incidentally. And these people, sooner or later, are going to come into the market. Now, when they come in, the biggest problem that's going to be had by dealers is they're going to have trouble getting product. They have trouble now because Europeans and Russians and Chinese and so on are all buyers. What the percentages are in their countries, I don't know. But I do know that they're causing shortages. Herhus, which is a big gold and silver smelter outside Frankfurt, one of the biggest in the world, they cannot supply what is needed to the German market right now. Now, that's going to spread. It's been spreading for a couple of years. And it's going to continue to do so. So product is not going to be available. And that's when the mid-state graded coins are going to start to move. And just keep in mind that between 77 and 81, a equivalent mid-state graded MS64, St. Gaudens, went from $500 to $5,000. And the Liberties went higher. I think they went to 550 or 6 in that area. And there was tremendous amount of money made. And I believe that's going to happen again. And so I think people, as they put in their gold and silver coin and bullion positions, they should start thinking about those graded coins, because they are going to perform just like the stocks are, and nothing's going to stop them.
Well, I think what Bob is saying, Pat, is that you're just going to have to be patient, but he thinks they're going to move, and they're going to move and move dramatically. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I bought I moved a lot of my retirement into the new numismatic stuff when I was about $800, and really hasn't moved that much, you know, from,
Well, that's because you probably get ripped off by the deal you were dealing with. They charge outrageous commissions. Anywhere between 20 and 50%.
Yeah, I actually checked all around, and I did a lot of shopping before I did it, and I did a lot of, educated myself, and I paid about 5% over.
It doesn't get any cheaper than that.
Yeah, and I actually got a pretty good deal.
Well, I think what you're saying is you are expecting more of a return because you expected that the premiums would rise along with the price of gold, and it hasn't happened as yet.
When I was 16, I figured, well, hey, then that coin I paid $800 for is got to be worth at least 16, you know. But that has not been the case so far.
Did you buy commemoratives? Were they graded coins?
Most of the stuff I bought was St. Gaudens. I bought a lot of 1908, no mottos. I have some Dahlonegas, some Charlottes, a lot of Liberties.
Well, you hold on to them. They're going to appreciate.
Just
and all of a sudden, like today, the market was up $60, but the numismatic coins were up $110, $120. So there you go.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Pat, anything else you want to say before we let you go? No, I guess we lost Pat. Well, Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Crime is, and of course, I believe they've been imprisoned and their wealth stripped from them. And we could probably pay off most of the debt here in the United States if we would simply take the ill-gotten gains of the people of great wealth who have betrayed America, who have conspired to lower our taxes, to send our corporations overseas, rewarding them for moving overseas so they don't have to pay taxes, and then keeping a high corporate tax here in America to discourage American corporations from remaining here. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to understand. Bob Chapman, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. I hope this is not as exciting as this last week, but God bless. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Well, thank you, and good night, everyone.
Good night. Okay, that was Bob Chapman. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs. If you agree with our message, if you agree with me, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it's really a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual and mystical and supernatural forces working behind the scenes. We do hope that many of you will decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us try to educate the American people while there's still time. And you can do that by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you know somebody who would like to advertise with us or help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of wonderful advertisers. We have a group of wonderful advertisers. We're already proud to have them associated with Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a great four-tape set. It's called the, I think it's four-CD set, The Dark Awakening. The Dark Awakening. It will explain much of the violence you're going to be seeing in the coming months and years. We have a great book called The CIA Doctors, going into how they manufacture these Manchurian candidates. Certainly, if you'd like to know about the Skull and Bones, we have a great four-tape set and a couple of books on that. If you'd like to get the information on the Bohemian Grove, we have a four-tape set and an excellent a DVD on that. This is Alex Jones' DVD. We have all sorts of information on any subject. If you want to understand all the senseless wars we've been in, why, of course, you certainly want to get the talk I gave called Iraq, the Untold Story. Iraq, the Untold Story. And there's a syllabus by the same name. If you'd like to know how American corporations financed Adolf Hitler both before and during the Second World War, and I repeat that, how American corporations financed and built the war material for Adolf Hitler and the Nazis during, both before and during World War II. Other books would be John Loftus's America's Nazi Secret. Remember, John had a security clearance three levels above top secret. He got a chance to see all those files that nobody else has ever seen. And then, of course, we have Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler and Trading with the Enemy. Again, the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Cindy, Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. And older in the Second World War, when, of course, the German U-boats were, of course, torpedoing American ships with American sailors or American soldiers on board. Why, who was supplying the oil to the Nazi U-boats? Standard Oil Company, of course. The fight, we were creating the finest enemy money could buy. After all, if we hadn't built up the German military, how could they have fought a war? Incredibly crass, doesn't seem possible. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and certainly we opened the last hour talking about the riots in London this last weekend. Of course, there were riots in Egypt. There were riots in Israel. There were riots in Greece. There were riots at the in Wisconsin. There were certainly ongoing riots and acts of wanton brutality certainly taking place in parts of Chicago, all throughout the world. But what was really surprising was to hear not only from our friends over in Israel, but from Barry Shamus. I talked to Barry, I think it was Thursday or Friday, and he told me that he talked to his son and told him about the massive demonstrations in Tel Aviv. 200,000 Israelis out there demonstrating because, of course, the high cost of living, the lower living standards there in Israel. There's a tremendous unrest in Israel, a disillusionment with the way things are being handled. And with us on the line is our friend Barry Shamus. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
What are we going to talk about?
Watching the world collapse today.
All right, fine. Well, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, the usual. I just want to bring up a subject first. You know, the Navy SEALs who were killed, 30 of them.
Right, right.
You understand that they were on the Bin Laden operation.
Well, they keep saying as these weren't the same ones who were involved, but what do we really know about?
Oh, they're not saying that anymore. I was just watching ABC News, and they're not saying that at all.
Because all we know is what we hear on the television. So if you've got good information, we'd love to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, I just heard it now, but I got that information within hours of the incident. I just want to add one thing. Look, it was very, very useful if they didn't kill Bin Laden that there's no witnesses. But one little fact that makes no sense. They arrived in a transport helicopter, a Chinook. Why were they on a transport helicopter into a firefight? And, well, I'm just going to leave it at that, because I don't have any more information. But, well, if they didn't really kill Bin Laden and they got some secrets, well, that's taken care of.
Well, I hate to say that, but this sort of thing really does go on. We've seen this time and time again where people who knew too much were simply eliminated. That's why, of course, you want to be very, very careful when you go to work for a division of government, because many of the microbiologists who worked on some of the secret projects have died under very mysterious circumstances. Our friend Steve Quayle compiled a list of 107 microbiologist, many of whom work for government, who died under mysterious circumstances. People say, well, they wouldn't actually kill our own people, would they? And I would ask, why not? Suddenly we've seen this time and time and time again. We saw what happened to Lee Harvey Oswald. We see what happened to Jack Ruby. Always, and incidentally, Jack Ruby was quite healthy. One day when he told the Warren Commission, if they just get him out of Dallas, why, of course, he would tell them exactly what happened. And 2 weeks later, he had died of cancer. Same thing happened with Joe McCarthy when he went into Bethesda. In fact, it's very interesting. When Richard Nixon was not feeling well, somebody suggested go to Bethesda, and Richard Nixon said, I'm not going to Bethesda. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus. Barry, you go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, the microbiologist, there was one Israeli plane shot down by a Ukrainian missile over the Black Sea, full of the country's top microbiologists. But let's go to what's happening right now in Israel, which is not being covered at all by the U.S. media. I mean, it's really not a word. And look, my son may have exaggerated. I've got a press report that says the figure was 150,000, but neither here nor there. That's a mighty big protest rally over, well, supposedly social justice, not politics. During the 90s, during Oslo, you would get a quarter of a million people opposed to Oslo. And that was slightly better reported, but not a word here. Now, look, the first thing is, before I go into the causes of why and who, you have to understand this truly is a manipulated uprising. And it's amazing to hear the Israeli Communist Party. I haven't heard that name in like 30 years. But they're alive and kicking. They had like 30 speakers and 23 of them were from the Israeli Communist Party. This is very documented stuff. The money is coming from something called the New Israel Fund, which is an atrocity that's very anti-Israel. Well, they get tons of money from the Ford Foundation, and the Israeli government actually pressured the Ford Foundation to stop funding them, and they said they would in a few years. These riots, they're not riots. Israelis don't know how to riot. They are marches. Nonetheless, they've got the country, because the cause is right. This is what I told my son. I said, the cause is perfect, but the organizers are using us, and it's a real problem, because these are Tel Aviv kids, basically. They want better rents in Tel Aviv. That's the core demand, that Tel Aviv rents become cheaper. There are other demands, and I'll get into that shortly, but that's the big demand. And, well, it was just not only suggested to them, 42 members of the Knesset and the cabinet said, move to Judea and Samaria.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Berry is simply talking about the massive demonstrations over in Israel this last week, apparently in Tel Aviv. And basically, of course, whether it's 150,000 or 200,000 people, doesn't really matter. That's a large group of people there in Israel. It's only got, what, about 7,000 Jewish residents, something like that.
7 million.
7 million. And basically, of course, if you get 150 to 200,000 out, Barry says they're primarily young people, and of course one of the things they're demanding is that lower rents, and of course they're being organized by the Communist Party over there, financed by the Ford Foundation. Why is the Ford Foundation supplying, financing the Israeli Communist Party? The Ford Foundation has always funded communism. If you don't know that, you haven't read the book Foundation, Their Power and Influence. We've kept it in print for the last 20 years. And, of course, it was actually written by the Council for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And they found out they were financing communist organizations and the Communist Party right here in the United States. Apparently they're doing it over in Israel as well. But anyway, the communists are organizing the riots and the marches. Understand, you don't get spontaneous marches. People don't go marching on their own. Somebody has to tell them when the meeting is going to, when the march is going to be, the day, the time, where to gather for the march. And so the communists organized, know how to do it, financed by the American Ford Foundation, are putting on these massive demonstrations over in Israel with very legitimate complaints. But then, of course, this is what the communists always have, their legitimate complaints. But they're not interested in a solution. They're interested in a problem and then mobilizing the people. So go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I'm going to start with a very left-winged article. Well, it's called Israeli Street Protest Suppressed by U.S. Media. This guy is Stephen Lenman. I don't know who he is, but he's not a very good writer, that's for sure. But what he, here's one sentence. Today's problems stem from 1990s policy favoring settlements as well as subsidies to entice Israelis and other Jews to fill them. Moreover, doing so and controlling occupied Palestine costs over $700 million annually at the expense of neglecting construction in Israel. Now, you know, it's just so twisted. Judea and Samaria have been under an incredibly repressive building freeze for as long as anyone can remember. And the Israeli government is throwing Jews out of there like crazy. Well, two towns. Migron is going to lose 300 people. They're going to be uprooted. That's the Israeli Supreme Court decided to uproot the families in Migron and Yizhar, a nice place which I gave a lecture there, nice people. Well, eight students and four families, they were arrested and ordered never to go back there. And this guy is saying that the high rents are because of policies favoring settlements. You know, when you get these Americans who don't understand a thing, and they put their little tag on what's going on, you get some mighty, mighty twisted reports. Nonetheless, I'm going to use the examples of how much this is spreading. Now, it's in 13 cities, including my old town of Modi'in, where they've got a few hundred parked at the city entrance and sleeping in tents. It's all over the place now. It's not going away, you know. This thing is not going away. It's been over 2 weeks, and it's just getting bigger. But they've got average Israelis now who are having a lot of trouble living. And this is what people don't understand. They keep talking about Israel's amazing economy. Israel's economy is run by crooks. You've got four people who've got all the money, and the rest of the country, they don't earn enough to live. So you've got a situation in Israel where hundreds of taxi cabs all blocked up Tel Aviv at the Kaplan-Begin intersection. It's a major intersection. They blocked it, hundreds of them. They joined in. Israeli doctors are on strike. Israeli nurses are walking out in sympathy. What it comes down to is it's spreading in every direction. And by the way, Israeli doctors should be on strike, and Israeli nurses don't have enough help. There's like one nurse for every 50 patients. It's the lowest nurse ratio you ever saw in your life as an Israel. All of these people have legitimate complaints. And not fantasies. I mean really legitimate complaints. And they're all poor cab drivers. The life they the taxes, well, let's just say that everyone who is going out now are backing these protests because they've got problems. Now, the obvious answer to housing is move to Judea and Samaria. And 42 members of the Knesset passed, well, I don't know what they passed, but they said put up 50,000 houses in a hurry in Judea and Samaria, and the rents will be half of Tel Aviv, if not even more. But these protesters will never, ever move to the West Bank. These are far-left anarchists. They're communists and they're anarchists. And you've got this situation where the country is following communists and anarchists because for too long now, it's been impossible to live in Israel. Israelis earn half the wages of Americans and they spend twice as much on everything. It's a terrible situation and they spread the propaganda that Israel's economy is great. It couldn't be worse. And, well, the people are showing how much, well, they would lynch the industrialists of Israel for overcharging and cheating them. And we'll go into that, as a matter of fact, a little later. But the main thing is that these 150,000 people's organizers are the ones with the sign saying, Netanyahu, quit. Down with Netanyahu. Look, I want to remind you of something. This is very close to, well, it's not really crunch time, but come September, the PLO are going to get a state in the United Nations and the American, really. Here's where we go back to the New Israel Fund and the Ford Foundation. They want Netanyahu out. And these riots are anti-Netanyahu riots. The speakers are communists or anarchists. But you, look, they did this before. Way back in 1983-4, they got Menachem Begin out of power. What they did is they took his finance minister and the chairman of the Bank of Israel. They just dropped duties on everything. The Israelis went on a buying spree. And then you had inflation that came very close to 1,000%. And Begin was removed from power briefly by Shimon Peres for 2 years. The point is, when they want you out, they play with Israel, and you just can trace the funds of these protests straight back to New York. No problem. The New Israel Fund, well, they're just funneling the money into the protests. It's their protests. Now, I'm not going to dive into I had Elad Pressman on my radio show a couple of weeks ago, and he went through name by name. This is all tied up to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Ford Foundation and that whole gang. They want Netanyahu out. They want Israel well, to be overcome with protests, and they're getting their way. And I'll explain that why. There are reasons why these protests are working. But let's just add, not a left-wing commentator, this is what actually happened. An Israeli media host, she's well-known, her name was Margalit Sanani. She's a judge on A Star is Born. She's well known. She, on TV, well, she told the truth. She's Yemenite. And on TV, she described the tent dwellers. It's a long story, but on Rothschild Boulevard, the hardcore of the protesters are living in tents in the middle of town. She called them spoiled children. Then she went crazy. All the Yemenite in her came out, and they have plenty to say about the Tel Aviv protesters. She said they only want to live in Tel Aviv. She says these people were the ones who made fun of me. These people made our lives miserable. And these people want to live in Tel Aviv. They don't want to live anywhere else because they're just spoiled brats. And then she continued, let them act it out, let them yell. They laughed at us Yemenites. Okay, I hear the music.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. I'll let you know when we got to stop.
She said they laughed at us Yemenites. She said if they want to live somewhere, they can live where the housing is cheaper. There's all kinds of places, not Judea and Samaria. There are places on the periphery where there is housing for cheap. But they want Tel Aviv because, in essence, what she's saying is these are spoiled, rich, Ashkenazi Tel Aviv Jews who made life a misery for the for her and her family when she was growing up as a Yemenite.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Barry.
Now, this is a separate issue.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But basically, it was to test how much radiation these children's brains could take. And many of them died as a result of the radiation experiments carried out certainly in the 1950s, 1960s, somewhere
no,
in there. 1950s. And then there were 4,000 Yemeni children who were kidnapped. And, of course, they were brought to the United States and never seen again. The parents were told they had died. They didn't. They were brought here for all sorts of macabre experiments. The stories are up on the Internet. We won't get into that, but it's one reason why the Yemeni people in Israel are very, very bitter against the Ashkenazi Jews in Israel. Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't come out very often, but it came out with this. Well, Margalit Sanani just said that she knew who the protesters were, and she didn't like them, and which is a fair... really a fair and honest assessment. Within a day, there was a Facebook page to have her fired from her TV show. 2,500 people went on Facebook, demanded that she get fired, and here's what the station said. Although she is a much-loved veteran judge on A Star is Born, Margot, that's her nickname, is a person who has her own world view. No, she doesn't. She's got the world view of everyone else, and she was one of the about the only public figure to say what a lot of people think, that the organizers are taking advantage of distress in Israel and to live in Tel Aviv far away from these dark people and these settlers and these religious people, and what are we doing supporting them? But it's a real problem then, because on the one hand, what you've got in Israel is a lifestyle where practically everyone is struggling to make ends meet. You know, I mean, this is, you know, you have this stuff. A lot of the really pro-Israel sites, especially the Christian sites, who really know nothing wrong. Nothing. I mean, they spew this stuff that Israel's economy is a miracle and unemployment is at an all-time low, and they don't know a thing about Israel.
Well, now, did this woman get fired as a result?
No.
No. Well, thank goodness for that. Go ahead.
So far.
Go ahead.
So far.
Okay.
Now, what you've got, what Israel has got, are social gaps that are beyond belief. In other words, sure, the economy is great. If you happen to be one of the 12 people who run the country, it's terrific. But if you're not, and that's the average person, you, well, what can you say? Prices are rising and salaries aren't. And this has been, I'll give an example of that. In the past year, food prices have risen 5%. Wages have risen 0%. So people lose 5% just for going to the supermarket. Now, this is a typical statistic. There are millions of them. But the fact is that this protest began, if you can believe this, with cottage cheese. Initially, it was, again, this Facebook stuff is getting a little strange. In every boycott and every riot and every Tahrir Square, there's Facebook. Same thing in Israel. They boycotted cottage cheese. Now, that may seem dumb, except, well, what a cheap substance. And the stores were charging, they were charging 9 shekels divides. They were charging about $2.50 for a small tub of cottage cheese, which, you know, not too long ago would be selling for a buck. And what they did is they ordered a boycott. And that's how it got started. From the boycott, it was called the Cottage Cheese Rebellion. Well, then there were other consumer mutinies, because everything in Israel is overpriced. Everything. Now, I hear the music.
Everything is there, because you have to understand that the communists, These professional organizers want an issue. They don't want to solve an issue. They want an issue that they can make a fuss out of and get the people mobilized and get them out in the streets. They want, of course, to divide the country. They want to turn Israel, Israeli against Israeli, and the Israeli people against the government against the Israeli people. And there are a lot of people in the government, a few people at the top, who really are wicked and evil. But that doesn't mean the whole government is evil. But what they really want to do is destroy it from within. What you want to do is disillusion the people. They're doing it in Israel. They're doing it in America.
The whole government is evil.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Barry, go right ahead. Well, everybody.
Yeah, don't excuse that government.
Well, basically, everybody who works for the government is not evil, but the
government itself. That's really what I meant,
of course. That they basically, it is the fact that wicked people have taken over the government of Israel as they've taken over our government.
They always took over the government. It was never good.
All right, go ahead.
This is a rebellion that should have taken place, but Israelis have these concerns that they're willing to put aside existential problems because of the risk to them, the far greater risk of their destruction by their enemies. So Israelis have held back, and the Israelis have been very apathetic, and they've let the government walk all over them for the longest time. But it's not just the government. And here's where I was talking cottage cheese. But it doesn't matter. If prices, coffee went down worldwide. And all over the world, it was lower prices at the supermarket everywhere but Israel. Coffee goes down in the world markets. Coffee goes up in Israel. You've got constant rises in everything, and Israelis just don't make any money. The average American salary is $4,500 a month, and Israel's but $2,000. It's not even half of the states. Well, who knows what's coming up? But up till now, Israelis just didn't make much money, and they paid far more than the United States for everything because of cartels. Now, this is, when I wrote a book, and it was really a very fancy book. It got published in England. It was called The Fall of Israel. I put it out in 1990. It got really widespread reviews, most of them pretty decent. I had the lead review in The Economist, which is no small thing. All through England, this book was noted. It never made it to America because, as my publisher said, we had the pen on the table ready to sign a contract four or five times. The phone would ring and the deal was off. But I used to write about the cartels running Israel. That was one of the...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry was simply telling about how he had written a book about the fall of Israel. It was basically going into the background of the fact that there are a number of cartels that really run Israel. Now, that's something that you think you're going to hear here regularly in the United States. You're certainly not going to hear that from the Christians here in America. But Sidney Barry is an Israeli patriot. He was being objective, pointing out that there are these cartels, these major corporations, working in concert that run Israel and make mockery out of the democratic process. Well, before we get back to that subject, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they get your DVDs, and how they get your PayPal button.
Well, I'm just going to plug The Fall of Israel. You can find it probably at Amazon. If you want to go looking for that rare book, it does float on the internet somewhere. But for my more recent books, you go to lulu.com. That's LULU.com. There's a search box. You write in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. And, well, the book, if you want to download an ebook, it's like $5. You know, more if you send it home, but it's worth it. My website is BarryChamish.com. And, well, if you want my DVDs, they're not on Lulu. You can phone me for them. That's 904-315-8079. 904-315-8079. All right, let's get back to this. Now, you've got a situation in Israel, which has been documented many, many times, that 60% of the wealth of Israel is owned by 14 families. And, well, I can number one is the Ophir family. Two Bronfman families, mind you, are on this list, Matthew and Edgar, which, again, it all goes back to the CFR and all this kind of stuff that I'm not going to repeat today. But if Israelis don't see the benefits of their supposedly expansive economy. In a way that even in America, which, by the way, is sinking towards that mighty quickly. But imagine 14 families controlling 60% of the wealth of America. That's what you've got in Israel. Now, what you've got with the cartels, people are just furious about the wages that these people pay their workers have not increased a penny recently. Certainly not commensurate with the price rises that these cartels sit down together in their little boardroom and they charge the same price. And there is, well, what can you say about competition? There is no competition. They're buddies and pals, and they have made it. Well, they don't care as long as they get rich. It's as simple as that. And they've got a system to milk Israelis down to their last shekel. Meanwhile, they get enormously rich. And that's the great emerging Israeli economy. It is a disaster for the Israeli people. Now, you're wondering how they get away with it. And Israel doesn't have what America's got, these lifelines, a dollar store, a secondhand store, where you can actually get reasonable goods cheaply. Israel doesn't have that. It's got markets where you can get garbage cheaply. That's it. There's no way out in Israel. You have to get the products that are available to you, and they're set at prices, well, that are, well, I don't know another word for the prices Israelis pay for things. It's on the tip of my tongue, and it's not a nice word. What you've got is I could call them cartelists or whatever they are who run the supermarkets and run the clothing stores and on and on. What they do is they play with the minds. What they do is price fixing. That's what they do. But to make it look like there's free competition, well, they'll have a sale here and there, and then people run out, and then sale ends, and it's back to the old days. They mollify. For years, they've gotten away with mollifying the people. That's what they've done. But now the people, their buying power is so eroded right now that they're hitting the streets in numbers close to 200,000. And they're exploding with anger, whether it's from the Communist Party or not. The taxi driver and the nurse and the social worker and all the people supporting them are supporting them for the very simple reason is they can't live anymore. They don't have the money. I don't know if I've explained that well.
I think you've done a fine job.
All right, then I'm going to leave it there. what's going on in Israel is a very massive riot, a very massive protest, but I don't think that they've got the, look, they're not Egyptians. They're not going to surround an American female reporter and rape her on a public street. And, you know, they're not, it's not those, they're not the same as Tahrir Square. Okay? If someone died there, they wouldn't do what they do in London and burn the city down. Israelis have a limit to their violence. I don't think this is, I don't think it's going to become a true blue, Libya or Syria or Egypt. No way. It won't. The character of the protesters, just isn't that brave or foolhardy. But they are sticking around. And that's what's very, that's what they have in common with Tahrir Square and Syria. They're not going away. And this is it's an amazingly important story from Israel, which for some reason is not being told in America.
Okay, well, I think it's I think that there is a control over the media here in the United States, and we've always said that. The media is controlled. The American people think and believe what they're told to think and believe. Our minds are molded, our ideas formed, our tastes suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Go right ahead.
Well, for some reason, they don't want this publicized. And frankly, I don't know why. I really don't. But what can you say? When you get 200,000 people in the streets of Tel Aviv demanding lower housing rights, lower food, basic civil rights, really, for a human being to live, when you have a country where almost a third, it's 31-point-something% of the children are malnourished, you have an Israel that is very, very unhappy. And they're, even with the threats that they've got, listen, if Syria, if the Assad regime really is going to fall, and that's no joke, because if the Alawite, if the Assad regime falls, the Alawite community will be slaughtered in Syria. I mean slaughtered. They're only 14% of the population, and the Sunnis are the main tribe of Syria, and they know they're going to be slaughtered. That's why Syria is doing everything in its power not to fall. There is no alternative for the Syrians. If they fall, they die. Now, what Assad has said is, if we fall, the last thing we do is we blast Israel with our missile arsenal. And that missile arsenal is over 80,000. It's got gas, and you've got biological, who knows if they don't have nuclear parts from hospital equipment to spread in the streets. If they let loose that arsenal, Israel's got a very, very, well, I don't know what you do when you have 80,000 missiles thrown at you in every direction. That's one threat. What you've got in Israel, while the people are rioting the streets, you've got an Egypt who's going to renege on the peace accord given enough time. It looks very bad for Israel from its neighbors. And that used to keep the people together and keep them from protesting about social issues. There's a change in the air where the Israelis who are poor, and they know that they're being exploited by their government, and they know they're being exploited by their industrialists, are not going away. This has gone on 2 weeks, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I think it foreshadows what I fear we're going to see here in the United States here, maybe in a matter of a few months or a matter of a few years. But there is growing unrest in both Israel and the United States. It's simply much more dramatic in Israel at the present time. But I fear we're going to see the same things here, because I think we'll see the same forces. We'll see the same Ford Foundation financing the communist and radical and extremists here in the United States, mobilizing people and getting them out on the streets. It's hard to get out 150 to 200,000 people, but they know how to do it. They're trained in promoting discord and dissent.
Well, I think they're trained to convince Standard & Poor's to lower America's credit rating and send the world spiraling downhill with trillions left. I'm not so sure that was a company decision, but again, I don't have anything but suspicions. Well, just know my suspicions tend to work out in the long term to be right.
Well, of course, earlier today we had our friend Bob Chapman on, who's a regular guest here on Radio Liberty, and of course it's his contention that the rating companies, Moody, Fitch, Standard & Poor's, all extensions of what we call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who really run America, and they instructed them to actually lower the rating because they wanted to bring about this crisis at the present time, and boy, did they do a good job. Go right. And Cindy, for our listeners out there, I would point out that Cindy Gold closed today at 1718 or $19 an ounce. After hours, it's up $40. It's up to 1764.65 an ounce. I mean, after hours, it's up $40. It's up over $100 in the last 24 hours. Well, this is certainly a momentous thing. What it suggests is the financial structure of the United States, which is the backbone of Israel and one of the major financiers of Israel, the financial structure of the United States is beginning to crumble.
No, it's not.
Well, basically, I believe that the CFR really controls a lot of those people over there.
That's something else.
Okay, fine. Well, it all goes together. Go ahead.
The $3 billion a year is compared to a $14 trillion debt, and Israel's GDP of $130 billion is absolutely unnecessary.
Well, what is unnecessary? But don't you really believe that the CFR controls Netanyahu?
Oh, sure.
Okay, fine. Let's go ahead then.
Sure. I've proven that. Sure. If that's what you mean, you got that right.
Okay,
all right,
fine. Go ahead.
Go right ahead. Let's look at what Netanyahu is up to. Again, this is happening as riots are going on in Israel. Look, Shimon Peres, no eviler man has ever sat. Actually, that's not true. I sat in the presidency. But Chaim Weizmann he's up there with the worst of them. Let's leave it at that. He has been holding intensive talks in Ramallah with Saeed Erekat. He's the chief Palestinian negotiator, and these are being held in complete coordination with Netanyahu. Now, what is going on? The pressure on Netanyahu is something not to be believed. Now, you've got Peres in Ramallah coming up with a final exchange, and you've got Ehud Barak visiting Obama. This is all last week. This was all 6 days ago, let's say. And, well, lo and behold, according to lots and lots of reliable sources, Netanyahu bowed to U.S. pressure and agreed that the Palestinian state should be formed from the 1967 Lines formula. Now, look, Netanyahu, I mean, this is a major defeat for Netanyahu, who has consistently defended Israel's secure and defensible borders. Now he's going to Obama's formula, which will, in fact, if adhered to, it would be a military disaster for Israel to defend the 67 borders. It looks like, with the help of Ehud Barak and Shimon Peres, that Netanyahu has caved into Obama. Look, it's not me smelling a rat. these are very reliable sources all over the place saying the same thing, that Netanyahu, before the PLO becomes a UN General Assembly state, it looks like they are pressing Netanyahu to make the ultimate concessions. Now, here is where I'm going back to these demonstrations. As I said previously, to get rid of Menachem Begin, the Americans, look, I told you, it was his finance minister, that was Yoram Eridor, chief of the, I think it was Micha Harish, who was the head of the Bank of Israel. What they did was incredible. They knocked off duty on all products. Israelis went on a tremendous shopping spree. Then they put the duties back on, and, well, what can you say? They didn't have money anymore. They had just gone shopping, and now the prices went back, and everything is twice as expensive as the rest of the world, and inflation went bananas. It went up to 800%. What happened to Eridor? He was made the UN ambassador. What happened to Harish? He was ended his career working for the World Bank in Geneva. When they don't like a prime minister, they don't stop at anything.
Well, I'm sure that this is a lot of political theater over there, but I fear that this is going to do permanent harm to the state of Israel. Our telephone number we really don't have time for any calls, but I guess it's been very Samish, and we're talking about the tragic situation that exists in Israel today. We'll be right back. Well, Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United...
And so, basically, Assad has said, maybe we're going to be overthrown, but if it looks like we're going to do that, we're going to launch all of our missiles at Israel. Imagine what that would mean. Probably 60 to 80,000 missiles, many of them with chemical and biological warheads. That is hanging over Israel today. There's increasing unrest.